Okay, this is me, Brian Elrod, and my book was on the King's Speech, which is about George VI, who after his father dies and his older brother Edward denies of being the king and rejects it due to a love of a woman, he becomes the new king, but he has also a major speech problem. So he goes to a man named Lionel Lugg, who is who's a professional and is known to cure, is known for like curing people with speech problems, and is really good at it, one of the best. Things I liked about the book was I like how they said the people who created it, Mark Lugg, who is I think is a great grandson of Lugg, and Peter Carradi, who did a great job of bringing the readers back into the past of the life of King George, and how everything was during around World War II, the beginning. And then some parts I didn't like was about the books were that it was dull. In some parts, I didn't really like that because like it took too long to explain stuff. And and the authors had a great way of making boring facts into like pretty entertaining, you know, bundling up a whole bunch of facts into like a big story that kept, you know, the interest of the reader. And then out of 9 themes of the world history, the role of ideas is the most important. The King's Speech mostly relates to this one. In this book, it shows the loyalty the people of British Empire have to the king. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would say a 3. It wasn't boring, but I really, you know, wasn't kind of into it. I'm more like fiction and stuff like that. If you like history or any fiction book, or whatever, with a lot of facts, then this is the book for you. But if you're more of a non-fiction action-packed books like me, you probably want to stay away from this book. But other than that, it was pretty good. Okay. Yep, this is it.